The USS Gerald R. Ford is massive. It should be. It's an aircraft carrier, complete with 11 elevators to transport bombs to the flight deck. The Advanced Weapons Elevator works without using cables. It's designed in Riverside at Federal Equipment Company, where Doug Ridenour is president.
So this is simulating one of the smallest elevators that we have on the boat. So that's going all the way up to the flight deck, and then we'll lower it down. We're stopping at different decks. One of the things that you see is a shifting mechanism where allows us to go lower in the ship by having those permanent magnets.
Magnets inside the motor interact with electric coils. As the current pulses through, the linear synchronous motor lifts the magnets and the platform. The magnets, with an attractive force of 50,000 pounds, hold the elevator up.
So we're holding a 3-millimeter gap. When we energize the motors, we're moving those permanent magnets up and down inside the trunk, and basically the elevator platform is along for the ride.
Even though it's for weapons and not people, Ridenour did ride the elevator for a NOVA special you can watch on our website, WVXU.org. The Advanced Weapons Elevator has a motor just like advanced roller coasters. For the Navy, it's all about the speed, up 150%. And capacity, an increase of 240% with this new generation elevator.
The sortie rate is really how fast and how quick the plane can go out, come back in, be refitted with bombs and munitions, and shot back off again. So they need to increase that sortie rate. And to do that, there's quite a few pieces of equipment on the ship that had to be increased in capabilities and performance to be able to support that sortie rate.
The test elevator inside Federal Equipment Company is 8 by 20 feet and can carry 24,000 pounds of weapons. It's a model of the smallest weapons elevator on the aircraft carrier. The largest one goes up 80 feet. Ridenour says it has a smart platform.
As it lifts off the load, it knows exactly how much weight's on it. I can tell if you've overloaded it or if the load is off-centered in any fashion, and to be able to move that load up and down inside the elevator.
To design the electrical system, Federal Equipment had to create hundreds of thousands of lines of code. Engineering manager Tim Byte says the Navy is trying to reduce the number of maintenance people needed, so he created a smart interface.
So what it'll allow the Navy to do is take a look at cycle times of components in the elevator, occurrences of different fault conditions or even just warning conditions, and get some idea that there's a means to go out and repair components on the elevator before they go all the way to failure.
These elevators are also being installed on the Navy's other new aircraft carriers, the John F. Kennedy and the Enterprise. Eventually expect to see the design used in office buildings. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.